Hi, my name is Laura Quinones, and today I'm interviewing Austin Vassallo for an oral history interview composed of an individual's personal experience with bookstores. Hi, Austin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So today I want to ask you about bookstores and about the role that they have played in your life.
All right.
So where do you currently live?
I'm currently living in Harrisonburg here at JMU. But my hometown is Chantilly, Virginia, and it's in Northern Virginia.
Is that where you were raised?
Yeah, I was born in Fairfax Hospital, and then I moved around when I was in kindergarten to the Chantilly area, and that's where I've been.
Okay. What's your major, and what year are you?
I'm a psychology major, and I'm actually thinking about adding a philosophy major, but I'm a sophomore right now.
Okay, and how is your love of bookstores? How has it started?
Well, I just always went with my family when I was young. I was, like, super young, and my sister was really into them, so I got into them. And I remember every time a new Harry Potter book was released, my dad, my sister, and I, we were always there at the bookstore trying to get it, and they both got to read them first, and then I had to wait until they were done before I could read it. But I kind of got to share my love for them. With them, and we go pretty much every week, and it's just something I love doing.
Okay, what's your favorite bookstore?
Probably the Barnes & Noble. That's right by my house.
Okay, and why do you go there instead of any other store?
It's just what I, like, grew up doing. It's, I, like, feel kind of, like, faithful to that bookstore type deal, and, I just love it there. I've always loved it there. I find it relaxing, and I just love walking in there. And I know all the people that work there, too, so it's good seeing them. And, yeah, it's nice.
Okay, and when do you usually go to this bookstore?
Oh, to that bookstore?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I would always go. I would go, like I said, every week. I would go with, like, my sister, my mom, or my dad. As I got older with high school, I tried to go, I don't know, maybe, like, 2 or 3 times a month, because, I mean, work got harder, and then now in college, I still do go, but, it's mainly to just study, and, I don't get to check out, books as much anymore, or at least as much as I'd like.
Okay, and since you mostly go there to study, why do you not just go to a library?
Because the library is just, like, that's where everyone goes to study. It's, like, branded as students having, like, a miserable time cramming and studying, and it's just, like, a bookstore is just, it's brighter, it's more relaxed, and, like, Carrier here, that's the library here, I don't know, it just feels like kind of like a jail cell, as opposed to being able to go somewhere else where I can just kind of be by myself, and yeah, it's quiet and peaceful.
Okay, and have you gone to any other, like, small bookstores, or, like, mom and pop shops, kind of like by your area where you lived?
Well, there weren't really any by where I lived, but when we would travel, I'd been to a couple. I went to one in San Francisco, which was pretty cool. When I was in New York, I went to, like, a play shop, but I don't think that really counts. But yeah, probably just a couple when we traveled.
Okay, and do you think you would have preferred them more? I mean, how do they compare?
I mean, they're cool, and they're unique, but in terms of, like, actually accomplishing something, I'd rather go to Barnes & Noble, because the selection's just going to be so much better at Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're cool. But, yeah, definitely Barnes & Noble.
Okay, and as far as books go, do you prefer, like, hardback and, like, paperback or, like, ebooks?
Oh, definitely hardback or paperback. I just, like, with ebooks, I can't just, like, stare at a screen that long. My eyes will start hurting, I'll get a headache. Pretty sure it's not good for your, like, eyes and stuff like that. And it's just, like, when I finish a book, I'm able to just put it up on the shelf and just look at it, and then I'll come back and look at it, and the memories of reading it will come back, and it's kind of like my own little trophy type deal. So it's just so much nicer, and it's just nice to have the book in your hands, and, like, the smell of the pages, and being able to just actually flip the page is kind of, like, just nice, as opposed to just scrolling on a screen. A lot of times I'll lose where I am if I'm just looking at a screen, and, yeah.
So you mostly just like the physical active reading and having it in front of you.
Right, right. And I like I like the fact that, because like if you read it on a Kindle, after you read it, it's gone. But when you have the book, you'll always have that book, and you'll have that on your shelf kind of as like your accomplishments and stuff like that.
Okay. And what is your favorite book?
That would have to be Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini.
Okay. And, why is this your favorite?
Well, it's actually a book I had to read in, high school. I read it sophomore year. And, I don't know. It really struck me. I never really, like, thought that much about, like, Iran and, like, what goes on there. And just hearing this story, and it's a really sad book. I don't know if you've read it. I like a lot of Khaled Hosseini's books, but I don't know. There's just something about this one that just kind of stuck with me, and I've read it over the years. It's just, like, the characters and stuff are great.
Do you think that maybe school also played a big part of, like, your love of bookstores? Since, like you said, you had to read this book for school. Did that kind of shape it, too?
Oh, definitely, I think. If it weren't for school, there's a ton of books that I probably wouldn't have read. And it's just, like, by reading a book, it kind of, like, opens you up to wanting to go and read more by that person and stuff like that. Like, after I read Kite Runner from school, I went and read A Thousand Splendid Suns. Is another book by Khaled Hosseini, which is a great book as well. So it just kind of expanded my views of books and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, nice. And what do you think is the future of bookstores? I know there's been a lot of, like, controversy about that.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think they're kind of going down the tubes. It's a little heartbreaking, but, Borders already went out. And it's kind of like the whole, like, Blockbuster thing. Like, once there was Netflix and, like, streaming and everything, I mean, Blockbuster was gone. So, I mean, Barnes & Noble is still hanging in there, but eventually with the new generation and everything like that, I don't think it's going to be around for that much longer.
Okay, and as for small, like, mom-and-pop shops and, like, smaller bookstores, do you think that they'll survive it?
Actually, I think they possibly could, because that's kind of like, Barnes & Noble's like a chain, but mom-and-pop shops have, like, more culture, and they're, like, more, like, the community kind of, like, supports them more, because they've always been there, and it's just, like, local stores, you, like, feel for those people, and you want to, like, help support them, and I think, like, strong communities really want to help those kind of shops out, and they're so unique. Like, it's like, oh, I can go to any Barnes & Noble or whatever, it's just a chain, but, like,
they all have the same look.
Right, right, but, mom and pop stores, they just have their different feel, and I think the community definitely wants to have them around still, so I think they'll fight harder for those rather than a chain.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little bit more, like, personable. Yeah. And have you ever gone to a bookstore for, like, a special event, like a book signing or, like, anything like that?
Well, I would always go for, like, the opening of, like, Harry Potter and stuff with my family. Ever go to a book signing, though? No, not really. I never, like, had a special event that I went to, no. My uncle, actually, he went to an event and got, one of my Percy Jackson books signed, which is cool. He gave that to me for a present, so that was cool. But personally, no, I never went to any events or anything.
Being a JMU student, do you still have time to go to bookstores?
Well, I go there to study, but, to go there to actually purchase books, oh, not nearly as much as I'd like. Every now and then I can go with my friends, but, not as much as I'd like. Classes are getting to be brutal.
No, it's busy.
Yeah, very busy. I just started a bunch of 300 level classes, and extremely time-consuming and stressful, but, you know, every now and then I just get to the point where I'm like, I just need to get away from it, I need to grab a book, and I need to read it, and it's really helpful. It helps me kind of, like, calm down, it de-stresses me, and lets me kind of, like, get away from it all for a little bit, so that's when I'll go to the bookstore to actually get a book instead of just studying, and it's nice.
So you'd say it's more of a stress reliever?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's just when you can just not have to deal with anyone, not be texting people on your phone, I can just pop it off and just lay back, relax, and just read a good book. It's extremely relaxing.
Nice. And since your family influenced your love of bookstores, do you think that this is something that you want to pass down to your future children?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think it's going to be hard to do because times are changing and stuff, but I think books are just so important, and I think so many people don't understand that anymore. And it's just like, it's like a whole culture, you know? It's gone on for so long, and in the coming years, if it comes to end, it'll be a shame, but I definitely want to instill the love of bookstores in my kids, because I think it helped shape who I was. It definitely helped me in so many ways, like academically, socially, just like my views on things, and I think it just helps to make people well-rounded and just cultured, and I just find it to be really important, yeah.
Okay, and what about your friends? Do they also share a love of bookstores?
Some of them do. Like I said, sometimes I'm able to go with my friends to the bookstore. If we need to get homework done or work on a group project, that's a place we like to go. Sometimes if I'm like, hey, do you have any ideas for a good book? And they don't know, then we'll go and look together. And maybe we'll even pick out the same book and we can read it and then kind of like book club about it. I used to do book clubs back in like high school and stuff, which were cool and a lot of fun. Nice. A lot of times my teachers would be like, read this, and I'd read it and be able to go and talk to them about it. A bunch of my English teachers, like my AP Lang and AP Lit teachers. But yeah, I go with them. And then I have friends that are just like, oh, you're such a nerd reading books. Yeah, but I don't mind being a nerd if it means I can read and relax, and I'm getting more out of it than they are, so.
Okay, and do you have any specific experiences or memories that you can share that have happened at bookstores, or just something that you really enjoy, something that sticks out?
A moment that really sticks out. It probably just, I guess this is a couple moments, but it'd probably be going the premiere, or I guess the selling night of like Harry Potter, that I'd always go to with my families, and just it was just crazy. The line would be so long, people would be dressed up, and I mean those are just moments that kind of stuck with me, because like you just see those lines and you see like how much those books like affect those people and how they like change lives, and just it's really cool to see how much just like writing on pages of paper can affect people that way. It was just really cool to see.
It's a cool connection, I think. Mm-hmm. And how important have these experiences with bookstores, have they shaped your life, or how important have they been?
Oh, extremely important, extremely important. I think they make me I'm more cultured from them. I learned about so many things I would never learn about if I didn't read them before. Like I said before about Kite Runner, I learned all about that kind of culture, like Afghanistan, Iranian culture, which is really cool, and I just didn't know anything about. I think it just helps to prevent ignorance a lot. I think a lot of people... I think a lot of people could use a good book reading to to help them out. But yeah, it's just the like kind of like knowledge you gain from each book. It could be, not even the best book, but you still gain something from reading it, you know. Just academically wise, definitely helped me. Like SAT scores, my vocabulary is just so I have such a wider vocabulary than I would if I didn't read anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just definitely helped me a lot.
Okay. And what is a major change that you've noticed from your experiences back from when you were younger and going with your family to going now as a college student?
Oh, big, big change. It's just like going to a bookstore used to be something that a lot of people would do. I mean, and there wasn't like nowadays you're like, oh, I'm going to the bookstore. People would be like, why? And just like back to the Harry Potter thing. I mean, there would be a lot. There'd be lines just like for those book, for the nights where books came out. And I mean, you just don't see that anymore. Maybe there was a line for the new 50 Shades of Grey book. I don't know. I wasn't there, but, that's not my thing. But, I just don't see that love for the books. I mean, you can just stay home and order it on Amazon. Why would you want to go out and stand in line? And I think that's kind of a shame, you know? I miss being a part of that, and like, you just, when you're standing in line there, you're just surrounded by people that just love something as much as you do, and it's really cool. And I mean, it's just, it's definitely faded away, and technology, it's just changed us. I mean, kids nowadays, I mean, so many people don't read. The only times they'll read is from school, and then they kind of learn to hate reading, because it's something they have to like cram to do before the night that they have to write an essay or something. They're like, I hate reading. Why do I have to do this? But that's because they never get to just read for enjoyment, because they never do it.
Right.
They'd rather, like, go watch TV or play video games or go tweet. And, I mean, technology is great and all, but it's just so nice to be able to just chill back and read for enjoyment. And
so social media and technology is definitely something that has impacted like the American culture now, especially for our generation or generations of people that are younger than us.
Definitely, definitely. I just feel like nowadays people are just like, go, 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 go. I got to be always doing something. And I mean, it's almost to the point where like everyone's ADD. It's just like no one just sits back and just stops doing some things to just read. Everyone's always got to be doing something. And I just feel like nowadays kids are like, why would I sit there reading when I could be going and doing this and all that other things, but
right.
They just don't understand the value of calming down and relaxing.
It's kind of a lost art in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lost art, and I mean, I just think it's going to get more and more lost as the years go on, which is unfortunate.
Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me interview you.
It's been
very interesting learning about your experiences.
Yeah.